Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Okay. You're solid red.
Solid red.
One, two, three.
Clap!
Hello, everyone!
And we're here for you.
Oh, relax. We're here. We're still alive.
Oh, put everything down. Stop Come what on. You're doing and yeah. just focus. Focus for a little while.
That's it.
Where have you been, Barry?
Oh, well, I've been all over the shop. Yeah, they said, get out. We're supposed to be closed for Christmas. No.
I'm not going to.
I've been over to Brussels
as well.
And then I went to Strasbourg where I met you.
Remember, I wrote a song about it.
Wasn't it? No, that's a, it was all about, well, really, it was all about the EU, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It went like this. I've got it.
Oh, you got it there. Yeah,
I've got it here. Here we go. I went to Brussels, negotiations, then I went to see Barry in Strasbourg. He was in the bog, you know, and I was also in the bog.
Yeah.
We talked under the cubicle. And we ate some hot dog. Yeah. Then we went for a walk. And then we done some negotiations. And I went home. And so did you. Yeah,
That's where all the real work gets done.
It was done. Exactly. In the bog.
Yeah, it's not in the formal negotiating chamber.
That's what these people don't understand.
We went on the whirly birds. We went to negotiate and then went to the bog. I had some beers and a breakfast. As you say, it was a long hot dog. We did some talking, then we did some walking. We settled the scores. And after we decided... we had a Belgian whore.
It can't all be work, can it?
It cannot be all work.
No, I just want to point out, we didn't do anything with her. We needed to run past a few ideas about fishing quotas. Because we wanted to speak to the every person, didn't we, you know?
This was the thing.
What do you think we said? What do you think, you know?
We went out. This is what happens. The Foreign Office sent certain people, and you have to get down to grassroots and find out
Nitty gritty.
We went to this one. We need it. As you say, you can't work 24/7.
No. I would like to. But the government won't let me. They says, you've got to have a break, Angelos. You know?
We went in there and she says, who want to come first? She goes, who want to come in first? I lay down on the bed, wasn't it? Like a sort of massage bed.
Yeah, sort of like a massage table, but with all leather stuff hanging off it.
Anyway,
bog roll.
So she is attempting to mash up with the preliminary.
It stank as well, didn't it?
It stank. And I said, what do you think about the fishing quotas? If they cut 0.2.
Yeah, 0.2.
They're only 0.04% of GDP. And she went, do you want massage or not? I went, hold your horse.
I do want that, and I have paid for it. But before you do that,
what do you think about the, tariffs from overseas on our imports?
Because I said to her, because I was getting onto the table, I climbed on after you. Remember?
That's it. And you wiped it down first.
Wiped it down, right? Yeah. And I climbed on, and I had a lot. I went, oh, it stinks, this.
Yeah.
And she went, no, it will do. And I went, oh, okay. And then I said to her, what do you think of frictionless trade? You know, is it possible to do outside of the agreement? And she goes, where do you want me to, like, do your bum or what?
Yeah.
I went, I do want you to
do that,
bum, but also I need to know what you think about frictionless trade.
Yeah.
She says, well, let me do your bum first, right, and then we can get onto the trade. And of course, she knows what she's doing. As soon as he starts on my bum, fiddling about on that, I've forgotten all about frictionless trade, and that is how they get you in Europe.
Well, this is how they get you. I don't know whether Barnier had set her up with this, but there I am lying there, and I said, well, what do you think about the Erasmus situation of students being unable to participate in foreign college and universities?
Yeah, Erasmus.
Which, you know, Erasmus, that's an issue certainly for our students over. If you are involved in some quite, white collar work, and if it's going to benefit you in the subjects of philosophy, maybe medicine, maybe, she went, never mind all that. You sexy boy. I went, I'm sexy. I'm very sexy and I'm around. Sexy. But clearly, what I want to talk to you is about the Erasmus foreign,
deal
with the students. Anyway, after a while, she's massaging my, as you said, the bottom.
Oh, right, yeah.
And she reached out for the prostate. And she went, do you like this? I said, well, I do like it, but really what I wanted to know about
Erasmus.
Will there be a reciprocal arrangement for our students? This is how they get you.
Exactly. By the time I'd got to Erasmus with her, I was on my back and she was like doing all the front. And I was trying to discuss Erasmus with her, but I'd gone up, like a tent pole.
It went all up and everything.
He's all gone up, he was stuck up. Stuck up in the air. And I didn't think that would happen. I thought I'm a grown man, I can control this. I know Barnier has sent her. But no, I'm there on my back on her stinky table, and it's gone up in the air, and I'm thinking, I've let myself down here. I've compromised myself here. I'm in no fit state to be discussing Erasmus with this lady.
I was embarrassed because
my
little dingling went up in the air. I said, I'm most dreadfully sorry. It doesn't go up in the air.
Like,
but something you've done has made it go up in the air.
Gone all straight and that.
It went all straight and that.
And up in the air.
So I can only apologise. Anyway, when we came back to Heathrow, they're all waiting. Oh, blimey, did you reach a deal? What to do?
I was embarrassed. So I was like, listen, we've done our best because we've done most of our best talking in the bog under the cubicle, right?
Yeah.
But we couldn't work for 24 hours a day, so we went to see this lady.
Yeah.
And I had to say, look, I'm sorry, but we were getting to the nitty-gritty about Erasmus, but then she'd done something, and it went all straight and it stuck up in the air. And after that, I couldn't concentrate. And that's what Europe will do. They will send these people to try and throw us off the scent.
Naive, isn't it? But when we had the press conference, and I said I will take questions, and they went, Laura Kunzberg, BBC, yes, Laura. And they said, what is the policy on tariffs, frictionless trade, and the divide, down the Irish Sea between Northern Ireland? I said, well, look, I've had a word with Stormont. At the moment, a lot of discussion with Barnier, and I think the hardliners of the 1922 committee may be appeased. However, at one point...
I was on my back
in a stinky room, like a sort of wallpaper pasting table with all leather bits hanging off it.
And bog roll, all stuck to it.
And I don't know what she done. I was trying
And it hadn't been up in the air in years.
Not in years. And she done something. I don't know what it was. It went up in the air. I said, right, thank you. Right, I think we've dealt with that.
Robert Peston, ITV. What is we doing with Erasmus? It's a very good question. And listen, I was in the middle of solving that one, and we were really getting somewhere.
Yeah.
And as I say, my colleague Barry was on that table. Well, I was on that stinking table after him, and I was on my back again. And she'd done something, and I don't know what she'd done. And I'd had a few drinks, so it was very unlikely. But up it went like a tempo, up in the air, and she put me right off my stride. Yeah. So we've yet to finalise those negotiations, Mr. Peston.
That's it. Thank you. Anyway, so that was it. And
up in the air.
They have not got time. Now the MPs are all moaned. They haven't got time to scrutinise it.
No,
I said,
one day.
I can come in, you can scrutinise, and no guarantee it'll go up in the air.
Well, no, not now. I mean, that was a one-off. It won't go up in the air now. That's what they said to me. No, because David Davis, I was doing the backdoor negotiations.
Yeah, that's it.
He says to me, look, we have not finalised this deal. I says, well, I am prepared to come in and really, really get through the nuts and bolts and, find some sort of, get past the impasse. And he went, well, I mean, if you do that, what can you guarantee that it won't just go up in the air and go all straight, And I said, I can't guarantee that, I'm afraid. No. I can't guarantee it. He says, then we can't have you here,
Oh, exactly. Well, I went to Brussels. They were all there. It went straight, went up in the air. I lay on the wallpaper pasting table. I didn't know if it would go straight. As far as I was concerned, I wasn't quite able. She gave it a tug, gave it a little rub, and then the negotiation started.
Oh,
my fucking horror.
I started. And then all stuff came out the end.
Wow, that is a different story. That was awful.
That was awful. That was me trying to negotiate the vaccine for
Pfizer.
The rollout vaccine.
Oh, Christ. How did you get on with that?
God, well, it was going very well, but, I'd done the negotiations in the bog under the cubicle But I've been working flat out for 23 hours to try and negotiate a really good price to get, 60 million doses for the country, right? Mm-hmm. So I got on the table, the wallpaper table, and, and I said to her, I said, look, this is the price they've quoted for 60 million well, 60 million doses. And I says, what do you think? Anyway, she's done something to me.
She pressed to touch it.
Well, she's got them long fingers.
That's it.
And she'd gone up there, and I didn't realise she was up there, right? And she pressed something anyway. Up it went, like in a straight line, in the air, and then all the stuff come out the end. And I'm like, oh, thinking, I don't.
That's it. That's how it goes in a straight line. Yeah,
straight line up, she got up, right? All the stuff came out. And I'm like, oh dear, I don't, I've lost focus, you know, in negotiations, and I didn't know where I was after that. So they removed me from that negotiation panel.
That's it. Drives me mad. But to those people, we're doing this the day before New Year's Eve, and we just want to say what a fabulous
One of the best years ever. I think
I'll be sorry to see it go.
Me too. I'd have three more years of this. What, sitting at home all day, getting pissed all day, watching TV all day?
Legitimately
claiming benefits?
Christ almighty. Yes, please. Oh, I can't go out. Not allowed.
I'm not allowed to.
No, not allowed.
You are allowed to go out for exercise. Yeah, but I can't do that, I'm afraid. My exercise is sitting here watching what's his name? Joe Wicks wiggling his bum, you know.
I just wondered whether you wanted to read some of, you know, the poet laureate has done his lovely poem
I know, but I've been indoors like most of the year writing my poetry.
And it's wonderful.
I know you've got a few, you knocked a couple out, didn't you?
It's lovely. I mean, it's
an ode to 2020.
An ode to 2020. Yeah. I won't read that. I'll read the 2021.
My hopes and dreams.
I do hope 2021 is good.
Yeah.
Compared to 2020, well, it should
be
fun to go out drink some stout.
Oh, lovely.
And that's where I left it. I've only got that.
You were only commissioned this morning.
I was only commissioned this morning. I knew we had to speak. But
well... Because I've done my one all about 2020.
Okay, go on. Let's see. What a wonderful year. Because I've written it on my phone.
No, I've written it on my phone here. Oh, 2020, a year it has been since we first started, and did COVID come on the scene?
Come on in,
It got inside and swished about, and it flattened the world all about, and then it went and all over the place apart from New Zealand, because they had something that we hadn't seen yet. And 2020 was spent indoors and with all birds and mucking about and flim flam and Diana Dawes, and that's as far as I got.
Very difficult,
not easy to
our
put
minds
your...
have been tormented by... I wish I'd been out with Kim Woodburn
this year.
When I saw her snaky head, I did not feel queer.
Yeah, no.
She went on a walk. We had a little talk.
Oh.
And that's how Kim Woodburn got queer. And it did really...
You sent that to her?
Yeah, I got a reply.
From her lawyers?
Yeah. Dear Mr. St. Michael, you're pathetic, which they've spent.
Oh, well, that's charming.
And they put it in italics.
Oh, well, they would.
Efforts at poetry with our client, Ms. Woodburn.
Client, yeah.
Was appalling. Ms. Woodburn would like to state that that hairdo she's got from the 50s does look like, and it's pretty brown. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
NB, we know it, but we've never mentioned it.
Yeah, oh well.
But Miss Woodburn is one of the premier cleaning up celebrities this country is.
Yeah, but we don't doubt that. We don't doubt that.
I don't doubt that.
I don't doubt that.
Ms. Woodburn would like you to desist from mentioning her in your podcast.
Why?
She has never been camping with you and blown off in a two-bird tent, as you suggested last year.
Last year.
Yours sincerely, Flim-flam, Mr. Ellis.
Flim-flam.
You know, I mean,
poor cow.
As far as I'm concerned, we've raised her profile.
I agree. We raised her profile this year.
It's an S-Pod thing. The podcast revisiting S Club 7's insane TV show.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone's binge-watched this. Anyone who's not on drugs.
Thank you for bringing this into my life. It was honestly truly appalling.
Guests helped me analyse the show in more detail than anyone ever asked for.
It feels weird to me to say the phrase sex object in a show that was aimed at six-year-olds.
Do you think this is one of the problems with the show is that 7 is too much?
It's an S-Pod thing from Great Big Owl.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And also my other mate, I wish I had seen Paul Burrell.
Yes.
He doesn't like women.
He fell out of the Royals. Fucking hell.
Yeah, that's right. He fell out of the Royals. Fucking hell. He said, come in my flat. I've got something to show you. So up I went. And I went, I know you. He went, yes, you will, from the television, you see. I was on I'm a Celebrity. Oh, you was that twat that stuck your hand in that cave. And you look like a bellend. Like, but you've had a shave. It's just, come in my loft and I'll show you my stuff. What I nicked from the palace. And Diana's muff. I went, you haven't got that. He says, no, not that. But I've got her rocking horse and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I went, I says, all right. So up he went with his little step ladder and then those shoes from medieval times that make him look like what were they like a
pig's bladder. I know what they're called, those buckle things,
Puritan shoes.
My Puritan shoes on my feet. With me, they just couldn't compete. Please. They called me a rock. We all know I'm a cock. I should be out on the street, Bob.
Yeah.
But you know what he did? You know the crown?
Oh,
the crown, ain't it good?
Oh, the crown?
Wasn't it one it. Remember when you got hold of that script he wrote?
What, the Paul Barreau episode?
The Paul Barreau episode.
Oh,
he
sent
into ITV.
Oh, Christ almighty. I says, you and Paul, this is embarrassing, yeah, right? This is embarrassing. Like, you put yourself in the centre of this story, and everybody knows that you were, at best, a peripheral figure.
I've got some pages. Yeah, that's right. Scene 3, interior, Kensington Palace, 7th.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
That's it. Paul Burrell sweeps in his pink bladder buckled Puritan sheath.
Giving him about six or seven inches on what his normal height is.
From the four-poster bed, a voice says, "Is that my rock?" It is none other than Diana, the Queen of Hearts, Princess of Wales.
Yes, Paul.
He's got his dialogue there.
Yeah.
Confused brackets. Yes, said Paul.
Yeah.
Diana, won't you come over here? Okay, Diana, he goes.
Really?
Close up, bed, shot, the two of them are there.
Right. What, in the bed?
In the bed. Paul, I would like you to take all my worldly goods, should I die, and shove them up in your loft.
Actually, could you take them up, like, up there, even if I'm not dead?
That's what it says, NB. Yeah. Actually, would you take them up there and just keep them there? But Your Majesty, I can't do that. I'm a humble butler. Oh, Diana. Oh, you are not. You're more than that. You're my fucking rock.
Yeah. Knows.
Now take them and be gone with you.
Ooh,
P.S. You're the best. All the others are wankers.
Right. Now,
I don't think Netflix want to see that.
Well, it got very, very close. It got very close to being made, that stuff.
Didn't it?
You know? Yeah, it was only at the last minute when someone actually read the script. They were like, hold up a minute. Who's written this? Yeah, who's written this? And Paul Burrows sitting in the corner in a cape with a hood over his head, you know. And he just puts his hand up. They go, "Who are you?" He says,
I'm the rock.
I'm the rock.
That's it. They're all sat round, weren't they? It was a big read-through at the Langham Hotel in London. It. All the Americans.
They had to introduce themselves.
I'm Charles Dance, and I'm playing Lord Mountbatten. Hello, I'm
Olivia Colman. I'm the Queen.
Yeah, I'm Matt, the Doctor Who bloke, and I'm playing Prince Philip. You know,
And who are you? Who are you in the cape there with a hood on your head?
With a pink Puritan jeans me,
and a portrait of Diana on your lap. Who's she?
I'm the rock. I beg your pardon.
I said, I'm the rock.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's the rock is over there.
Can I just say I was a rock and then all something consternation. And I wrote this episode. Right. And it was only then they flicked through the bloody pages.
Dreadful writing.
The stuff he made out that he'd done.
I know. It's disgrace, isn't it?
He claimed that he negotiated all the properties for them.
He said he used to have a barbecue round his flat in Feltham. And Diana was around here every week.
There's that diary. Hold on, that diary entry. Wednesday the 16th of June. Elton John, Nelson Mandela...
I says to Elton, I rang him up, I says, can you get a couple of them throwaway barbecues from the Texaco garage way round?
Yeah, Diana wants to do, we're going to have it round mine, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the people he claimed to,
it's embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
Were you not allowed a party? I'll probably just sit in for New Year.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
I'll have a couple of cans of couple of cans of wine. Yes. I thought maybe a can of Bailey's.
Yeah.
And I just watched some old movies.
Yeah.
You know, I watched some old movies. I'll probably watch some old movies. I don't know what I'll watch. What are you going to watch?
Well, over Christmas.
You going to watch anything?
Yeah, over Christmas I watched It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, that's
but,
nice.
Which is a wonderful... But I've got the David Van Day biopic.
You're going to watch that?
It's a really shitty life. Which features him cooking up his burgers, right?
I do know.
And
him making a video, a Brexit video, with a Tory MP in his caravan.
It starts, I mean, the early part of the David Van Day
It's very good.
Well, it starts off nice, all Dollar and Teresa Bazaar and all that.
And lots of like hair dye.
Hair dye and all that. And then it's a rags to riches. Poor cow.
He brought a lot of it on himself, though, didn't he? The poor cow.
He bring a lot on it himself, but I bet he's glad that the Brexit deal's done now, isn't he? Because he was a huge favour of that. Oh, but he's delighted that there's going to be queues and food shortages out there in the country. Fucking brilliant that we've lost loads of things that we had freely before.
And people will say, it's not free, though, is it? It's going to cost us £350 million to be in the EU.
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder what we'll get now.
Yeah.
I wonder what we'll get.
What will we get? Well, David would know, wouldn't he?
Well, I'll better ring him up. David will know. Yeah. I might go down the dump.
The old dump.
Yeah, I went down.
It's great.
I love down the dump. That's a dump.
There, the commandant down the dump. In the old days, chuck any old
shit. Yeah, any old shit anywhere.
No, you don't want to know. And all that.
Like Kim Jong. He worked down the dump for quite a few years. So.
Well, he's at my one in North Watford.
Because I wonder what would happen to him.
Yeah, which one you saw in that time? I saw it.
I went down there with a mattress.
That's it. I said
to him, can I just bang that in here? He went, no, you can't bang it. Bay number eight, mattress bay.
Yeah.
And I went, I said to him, take your hard hat off. He went, no, I'll not take it off.
Yeah.
I says, take your hard hat off, right? He takes off his hard hat and he's got that shitty little flat top there and that big chubby face. I says, Kim, what are you working down the dump for? He says, well, lots of people drop nuclear bomb in here. And so I thought I'd see if I can get one, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
I says, well, I thought you lot were making your own nuclear bomb. Yeah, we're making it. We're making a nuclear bomb, yeah. But I just thought if anyone was dropping one here, I'd get this. I says, you are making nuclear bombs. I don't know what he's doing down there.
He says to me, look, come over. He beckons me. I go behind the newspapers one, you know.
Come round here.
I said, well, I've got a whole car of stuff here. Look, he beckons me over. I made a nuclear bomb out and stuff. Well, it was an old fucking printer that something.
Yeah.
Two bog rolls taped to the side.
It's like a Blue Peter nuclear bomb, isn't it?
It was. I said, Kim, you are a softy sod. That ain't no nuclear.
That won't go off. That won't.
Oh my God, it was a Hewlett Packard. That'll
end up in the ocean. That'll end up in the Atlantic.
Nuclear bomb. Anyway, I just went out and I chucked all my stuff, you know, straight in the non-recyclable.
I bet he was straight in there, sifting through it.
Oh, he's sifting through my stuff.
Like old nuclear bomb parts, he thinks.
Nuclear bomb.
Carriage clock, wicked, big nuclear bomb.
Yeah, that's right. monocycle thing. Yeah. You know what that's called? Exercise bike.
Yeah. That's the nuclear bomb.
Hair dryer, nuclear bomb. Anyway, they're all little commandants, aren't they?
Could I put my mattress in this one, please? And no, that goes in bay number eight, mate.
That's
bay
right,
number eight,
all...
mate. Oh, okay.
What happens often, you know, if you've got a little bit of, it's made up of lots of things. Like, you know, I had an old bedstead, a bit of metal in it. It's got a little bit of wood.
Oh, well, what do you do with
what
that?
What do I do with that, you know?
I mean, you're not about to, like, dismantle the bloody thing.
No, I think, well, look, I'll take a chance. So Kim's like, no! It's got two pubic hairs on it. Take them off! No. I had to search this thing for two pubes. In pubic bin.
Yeah.
I had to pull them up. Yeah, thank you.
Then pull your pants up.
I'm just about to put the whole mattress in the non-recyclable. He's going, no, that skid mark on that. Peel it off. Scrape it off.
Here, use this. Who used this scraper?
Yeah.
And he's got the scraper. There it is.
Oh, he's got that scraper behind his ear.
Yeah, exactly. You have my scraper. Scrape off skid mark and put it in by number six, please.
that's what it's like. Little all of them don't care.
Yeah.
Well, look, having said that we've been away for so very, very long, I think what we're determined to do is what are you saying? It's recorded. It's not recorded. Oh, how long has it been like that?
I don't know.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, fucking hell indeed.
Don't worry, because we can get it off air.
Yeah, we can get it off air, can't we?
Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah, it'd be really shit sound, but we can get it off air.
We can get it off air, don't worry.
I'm deleting
some off that card.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to delete off the card.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you get two people who don't understand technology all that
Technical bullshit. I can't believe it's happened to me. Anyway.
What does mine say? No, it's working. I always delete my bits.
I don't know why I haven't.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We're going to try and resolve this situation.
Yes, I don't know how.
But thank you very much. Until next time.
We love all of you.
We love all of you. Happy New Year!
Bye-bye. Oh, fuck. Hold on.
Let me do this. Let me.
Christ.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.